Okay, we're doing brachos up to chavdalad amud aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Shmuel kol beisha erva. Shmuel said, a woman's voice when she's singing, that's considered erva. That's one of the things that's included in what's immodest. If a man exposes himself to it, shneimar ki kolech harev umarech naveh. As the verse says, as your voice is beautiful, so your looks are gorgeous. So you see, he equates the voice with the looks. So a woman's voice is also erva. So Rashi doesn't learn the way I just said. Rashi just learns from the fact that he compliments her voice. You see that that's something that causes a person to be aroused, something that causes desire. So what does this include? Well, it includes a voice of a woman singing. A woman singing is prohibited. That's called erva. And if a woman singing, then we would not be able to read Shema or say anything holy or learn Torah in the presence of that. But there is shown him already, quote, that everywhere you go nowadays there are women singing. You sit in shul, you sit in Beis Medrash. If we're going to say you can't learn Torah when you hear them singing, you're never going to learn Torah, you're never going to daven. That's what they lived in. We don't have that today. But in their days, that's what it was like. So they said, you have no choice. Just focus on what you're doing and ignore what's going on around you. Try to avoid hearing it. But if you got to hear it, try to ignore it and focus on your learning, because we have no choice. That's brought already in Halacha, because in their days, they had no choice. Today, we have a choice. Today, you bring your MP3 player, you stick it in your ears, even if you know, sometimes I try to put music on my MP3 player. For those times when I want to learn a book and there's all kinds of shtuyot going on around me, so I'll put the music in my ears and I'll learn the sefer. So sometimes I listen to Shir on the MP3, and sometimes I use the MP3 to drown out the noise outside. So we Baruch Hashem, we don't have that where we live today. But you could have that. Okay. So here we run into the question of a tape recorder, a choir, multiple people singing. All these things, when necessary, you ask your local Orthodox rabbi if there's room to be lenient, if it's necessary. Amar Rav Sheshet, Se'al b'isha erva. Rav Sheshet said, hair in a woman is also erva. Now, to me, it's always interesting that Rav Sheshet has so much to say about erva. Rav Sheshet was blind. So it strikes me that... Okay, no, the Gemara brings that Rav Sheshet was he said the blind rabbis know more about what's going on in the world than the people who have eyes. And then the Gemara illustrates it that he was once challenged by an apostate, and he said, "Come, I'll show you. I know more than you do about what's going on." So they went to a royal procession, and every time the apostate would say, "Ah, the king's coming," and he'd say, "No, not yet," and he was right. And finally, Rav Sheshet told him, "Nah, that's when the king's coming. How'd you know?" "Ah, we know." Okay, Shneimar, as the verse says, Sarich Kedra Izim. So again, he tells her, he praises her hair in the Song of Songs. So you see that hair is erva. So where is this relevant? It's usually relevant in Avdallah. That people want to say Avdallah, and their wives very often, you know, the end of Shabbos is the time things are easy going, and sometimes the woman's going to be without her hair covered, if it's only her and her husband or whatever. So she might be sitting around without her hair covered. You want to make kiddush, you want to make avdol, you want to make blessings. You can't do it even if your own wife's hair is uncovered. So sal bi sherva. Now here this is very interesting, because this is the one erva that has a dual nature, meaning so long as she's single, her hair is okay. Once she gets married, then it's called erva. Well, I'm sitting behind the girl on the bus, I have no clue if she's single or married. So now, is it erva or is it not erva? Ah, good question. How does that work? Yesterday she was single, I was okay, I could say Kriya Shema next to her hair. Today she's married, suddenly I can't say Kriya Shema next to her hair. So that involves a longer discussion. You want the longer discussion?
Why not?
Okay. Tomorrow.